We're joined by former All-Pro wide receiver from the Pittsburgh Steelers, Dancing with the Stars alum, and all-around nice guy, Hines Ward, joins us here on The Attack. Hines, welcome to The Attack. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black. Good morning, sir.
Morning, guys.
It's nice to have you on board, Hines. A lot of stuff going on with you, not the least of which is your Ironman competition. Talk about that and your link to good old chocolate milk. We love it.
Yeah, you can follow my entire journey on gotchocolatemilk.com and kind of see a guy who's never ran over a mile and watch my journey leading all the way to Kona up to, you know, to do over 140 miles, 2.4-mile swim, 112-mile biking, and then run a marathon at the end. It's just crazy. So this is by far, I love challenges. I've done a lot of things over my whole, you know, career. But this is by far was going to be my toughest challenge. And just understanding that a central thing is, such as chocolate milk is the secret ingredient to help me recover. And I wish I would have known that back in the day when I was playing football. But, you know, they have the carbs, the protein, the electrolytes. And, you know, so many guys, I think, get a misconception of sports drink helping them recover. But chocolate milk does, low-fat chocolate milk does the same thing. And it tastes a lot better. So for me, just understanding what it takes to become an endurance athlete, that's really what this process is all about.
Well, you ran over a mile. You just did it in 10 to 90-yard increments. That's all. What led you into Ironman competition?
Exactly. You know, football is all about, you know, being quick, powerful, everything within 100 yards. I mean, but now carrying on that to try to do a grueling 3-day, I mean, really all three events in one day, swimming, biking, and then a marathon at the end. My body kind of went through shock. But like, hold on, what are you trying to do? Because the knees and ankles aren't ready for all this, this grind that you're putting me through. So just understanding, it's being a rookie all over again. Is, you know, when you come into the league, you really don't know what to expect. Even though you've ran, you've rode the bike, I've swam a couple times, but you don't know all the things, what it goes into it to become an endurance athlete.
What led you into competing in Ironman competitions?
Crazy, just being crazy. You know, I asked myself that with Dancing with the Stars. I never danced a day in my life, and I ended up signing up for it. And my whole goal was just don't be the first guy eliminated off the show. And I ended up winning the mirror ball. So I felt like if I can do that, then why not do the Ironman? Even though I don't have to win the Ironman, I just think it's more of a me versus myself. That if I can cross that finish line, and you understand what it took to do that, and, you know, all the commitment that I've had of training every day just to have my name mentioned, you know, not too many guys that's playing in the NFL can say that they have that on their resume.
Well, you've certainly found a way to fill that competitive void, and that is the voice of Hines Ward joining us here on The Attack. Hines, and I've got to ask you, you know, we got to take this in a much more serious direction. With Jason Collins coming out, the first active athlete in a men's major professional sport to come out, we want to get your thoughts on what this could mean going forward to not only the NBA, but also the NFL, and might we see that in the not-too-distant future, number one. And number two, do you think an NFL locker room, and you've been around those 53 diverse personalities for a number of years, do you think they can handle it and will handle it as well as it seems the NBA is handling it thus far?
Well, I'm happy for Jason Collins in a sense that, you know, he took it upon himself to kind of get that monkey off his back and being able to live his life not in a lie. And I think that, you know, that's got to be so much pressure to do that, to be somebody or live a life that you're, you know, you're scared of what other people are going to say. And I think societies kind of have changed, and, you know, society and the public is kind of more open to gays and lesbians. So for me, I'm happy to see that he did. I wish he would have did it earlier. You know, then, you know, he didn't have to live and play his entire NBA career living a lie. He didn't have to do that. And it's a shame that people have to do that. But for me personally, I don't have a right to discriminate against anyone. I mean, hell, my mom married outside of her race. and was an outcast her whole family. So I saw it firsthand what it's like living a lie and trying to hide secrets because you're different than other people. So I commend him for coming out and doing that. As far as how the NFL would take it, you know, when you're dealing with, you know, NBA locker room is maybe 15 guys, so maybe you get 15 educated guys that can be more comfortable with. And for me, being an athlete, it really didn't matter what guys were doing in their own personal lives. You know, they came to work to help contribute to a team. That's all that really mattered. But when you're dealing with the NFL locker room, you know, you don't just have 53 guys. There's like 70 guys because you got practice squad guys. You got different personalities in the locker room, and I just don't know if the NFL is really ready for that because you're dealing with all different personalities. These guys have grown up all over the world, and there's nothing wrong. Everybody has a right to think what they want to think about different types of situations and stuff like that. But for me personally, I don't have a problem with a gay guy playing on my team or whatnot. I mean, that's what this guy does behind closed doors is his own business. It's not our job to say, is it right or wrong? For me, he's my teammate, and if he can go out there and help us or me personally win a Super Bowl, then I'm all for it. I just don't think there's just so many guys in a locker room in the NFL side as opposed to any other sport. I just think that other sports probably can deal with it a lot easier because they have less guys in the locker room.
Well, you know, you made a number of interesting points there, not the least of which is because of how you were raised and who you were raised by, you had to deal with a situation where part of it was living a lie, and that's a very interesting point. Joe and I brought out the fact that, you know, for a big part of his career, a guy who was, to be fair, a marginal talent in the league was probably worried about a paycheck as much as anything else. So, you know, would you see that kind of environment perhaps keeping somebody from coming out in an NFL locker room? Because, as you said, you're dealing with 70 players and a bunch of coaches and everything else. There's a lot more people that have to deal with that situation.
Correct. And that's something that I think a lot of guys in that situation probably think about. Like, man, if I come out, does that mean will I lose my job? Or, you know, probably won't get fired right away, but they're kind of, you know, slowly ease you out because, you know, maybe teams aren't ready for that. Maybe players aren't ready for that, you know, how to handle the situation. So that's why you applaud Jason for doing what he did. I mean, even though he did it towards the end, on the back end, now he's a free agent. But the sense that, you know, I'm sure that went through his mind, that whole thought process. If I come out, would this mess up an opportunity for me to get a paycheck? Or what would the organization and all the media attention that swirls, that surrounds that topic, will it be a distraction to the team? And maybe some teams probably don't want that distraction. Even though, you know, I don't have a problem with it personally, I can see it being a distraction, being that, you know, you get more media attention, there's going to be more people asked about it, your teammates are going to have to speak on it, the owner's going to have to speak on it. So you can understand kind of, you know, the situation that he had to deal, you know, go through, the sense of, am I going to get, where's my next paycheck coming from? You know, I love playing basketball and done it my whole life, and now getting the opportunity to do that. Is it worth coming out of the closet and telling the truth, or is it worth, you know, getting myself comfortable where I'm able to live life for the rest of my life comfortably rather than hide this secret? So, like I say, either or, I'm happy that he can come out and no longer have to worry about living that lie. But it's so much that surrounds that topic, that situation, that I'm sure guys are thinking about doing before they come out.
Hines, thanks so much for a couple of minutes. We know you're extremely busy. Good luck this Sunday in the St. Anthony's Triathlon down in Florida. We know you'll do great, and keep drinking that chocolate milk. You know, as good as all these expensive rehydrating after workout and recovery drinks are, plain old chocolate milk does the job just great. Thanks so much, Hines. It's been a pleasure. We'd love to have you on again down the line.
No problem. Anytime.
Thank you.
That was Hines Ward joining us here on The Attack, Bob. We talked a little triathlon. We got his thoughts on Jason Collins and
And I bet he thought he was going to talk about Pittsburgh's draft.
Right. And we didn't get to that. And that's something
well
we'll
prepared.
Get to down the line, Bob. Yeah. On the other side, we'll wrap it up for hour one, and we'll preview hour two right after this very short timeout.